As far as the injuries go, Donnie Avery has a groin strain, and we'll just see how he does. Jamal came out and got an IV during the game, went back in, and then I pulled him out from there towards the end. Davis did a nice job of stepping in for him, and they really worked a tandem the whole game, so that was a good thing. Really, that's all we have as far as the injuries go. The fans were phenomenal. 142.2 decibel level. Never thought I'd be fired up about decibel levels, but I'm fired up, man, for them. My ears are still ringing. I mean, it was loud, loud down there, like incredibly loud. I know that's going to carry right over to the Royals tomorrow when they dominate tomorrow. Listen, I've got the ultimate respect for Bill Belichick and his football team, as does our team. We know the quality, not only coach that he is and coaches that he has, but also of their players. So sometimes things get a little one-sided in the National Football League, but he still has a very good football team, and I think they'll prove out with time. Again, I'm very proud of my guys for the effort that they gave tonight against, what I said, a good football team. So we were able to get some takeaways today, which I thought were huge. Bob had a phenomenal game plan. The players executed like clockwork. Gaines on special teams, Cairo on special teams. Cairo's got his stroke down, which was great. Young guy working through a little bit of adversity and did a nice job. And then Gaines on those coverages, boy, he's doing a nice job there. I was proud of our offensive line, excuse me, who I thought was going against a good defensive line, and I thought they held up very well and did a nice job there. Played very aggressive. Tomba's sack fumble I thought was one of the bigger plays of the game. So. I can go through and through these players here, they all did a tremendous job. So we have tomorrow off, and we'll get healed up here and get ready to go on Wednesday and get ourselves ready for San Francisco. Time's yours.
Andy, you talked about the tandem between Davis and Charles. This is the first time you've really used them together in the same game. What advantage is there to having two guys with those abilities?
Well, it's a heck of a thing to be able to bring 25 off the bench and as a relief pitcher. I mean, he's a pretty good player, so we were able to add him into the mix here. And that's something. So, both of them together, I think they're both explosive players. They're completely different players,
right.
But they're both explosive players. That makes my job easy. Just give them the ball.
How does it do that? How does it make your job easier having two guys their respective ability?
Well, you can keep throwing fastballs, at the defense, allows you to have two fresh backs in the fourth quarter. And again, they do different things, so you can do different things with each one.
I got three things. One. Kelsey and Bo, especially, and obviously Jamal when he's in the game, it seemed like you were making a real concerted effort to get those three guys, but especially Kelsey and Bo involved.
We tried to spread it around as much as we could. We got Donnie a couple too, and I think against that defense, I think that's important that you try to get as many different receivers into the mix, and we're able to do that. We had some tight formations, some spread out formations that we used.
Abdullah, the penalty we know his religion and all, it was for praying?
Yeah, I think when you go to Mecca, you should have the privilege to slide anywhere you want to slide. So we have two priests in here. I'm telling you. They vouch for me, I know.
But what did that say? What it was? It was for praying?
That was a slide, yeah.
Oh, it was a slide?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you mentioned the Royals, and I don't want to sound gooey here, but it's a big, big sports week in Kansas City all week with three nationally televised events.
Yeah.
Is there an energy that you guys feel from that?
Yeah, how great is that? Huh? I mean, that's phenomenal. It's great for the city. I mean, people have an opportunity to see our great city. I mean, that's awesome. That's what it's all about. So And I, you know, the Royals, they're at the end of their season. So, I mean, they're reaping the rewards of a phenomenal season and going to do a great job there. We're just starting our season. So, we're watching. Everybody's watching.
And I mean, you're in Philly, and Phillies and Eagles, and I mean, you can, is there a tangible thing that you guys can feel?
Well, I think both teams support. We've had the some of the Royals out at practice, and we've gone over there, and we're so close here with the facility. So, we know each other, and we support each other. I know a bunch of the guys were here. Royals were here tonight, and we appreciate that support too.
And you guys, the opening week, last time you were in here, much different feel from you. You said you didn't do a very good job calling plays and all that stuff. What has changed? What's the night and day difference here?
Yeah, well, that was my responsibility. I'm the head football coach, so that was my responsibility of that first game. And I am calling the plays, and I didn't think I did a very good job, so that part hasn't changed. I think the coaches are putting together phenomenal game plans. Calling the game is an easy thing. That's not the primary thing here. So it wasn't that first game, though. I can tell you that was not a very good job. But these guys have all gathered around and just doing a heck of a job as players and coaches. I mean, phenomenal job.
And could you just talk about Alex's ability to take care of the ball? Going back to the first game, that was obviously a rough outing for him, but it seems like he's got his old confidence back, got his rhythm back.
Yeah, well, that's been kind of his trademark there, and is taking care of the football and being smart with it. He did that tonight against a very disciplined defense, so... his leadership, I think, is the thing that stands out most to me, just how he handles the whole team and the situation. And he can turn chaotic situations into calm situations, which you need when you're out there. So it's great to have him here.
A couple more.
Andy, no doubt about it. I mean, there's no question that when you drafted Kelsey, you liked what you saw. Obviously, in these first four games, this guy has proven that he's a target you can rely on.
Yeah, I didn't like him. Dorsey liked him. No, I'm joking. I liked him. But John, we did like him, yeah. I've known him for a long time. Dorsey has known him for a long time, and his brother being in the league, so you get familiar with the family. So he's a heck of a player, and he's just got to keep it coming, right? So he's a young guy, so you got to keep working and bringing it. This is all new. Every week's a new week for him because he didn't – really, in essence, he's a rookie. So, I'm proud of the way that he's playing. He's gotten better in the run game, too, which is, for a pass receiver, that helps when you're, using two tight ends.
Last two, right here.
Andy, where did the decision for the red uniforms players, or is that?
The players asked Clark if, if they could do that. So he okayed it, and that's that's where it came from.
Last one.
Coach, you guys were close in the first three games at getting your first takeaway. Do you feel kind of like the monkeys off the back getting three tonight, including the big pick six?
No. As far as you got to keep going is what I'm saying. I'm proud of them for getting it. That's a loaded question. But I'm proud of them. Forgetting the three tonight, but we got to keep that coming. That's a big part of the game. That whole giveaway takeaway ratio. It's important that the offense doesn't turn the ball over. It's important that defense creates takeaways. So there's no complacency amongst the guys with just a three here. We want to keep it coming.
All right.